2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs, stores in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, good day.
Good morning, KSL friends. Good morning, Lindsay.
How are you? Happy
to be back on the show this week. The weather is changing. I think that's probably the biggest and best news of the week. And we get to be on the home show. What's better than talking about real estate, commercial and residential here in Utah? It seems like it's just good news every single week.
And we're about to dive into a world I know literally nothing about, and that is architecture.
Yes, today I brought one of the best Utah architects in the entire state, Aaron Inouye. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Heather. Hello, Lindsay. Thank you for having me on the show today.
It's good to have you with us, Aaron.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Okay, Aaron, let's start off by just having you introduce yourself. Who are you?
Okay, yes.
That's a broad question.
How long is this show?
1 minute or less.
One minute or less.
No. Tell yourself you're in a job interview. Let's go.
Well, I was born in Washington, but grew up here in Utah. Went to BYU, then the University of Utah, and studied engineering, architecture, business.
Wait, but who do you root for now?
My blood is kind of purple.
It's politically correct.
That's fair.
This year, I can vote and cheer for both football teams, but typically, I lean a little more red, I believe.
Okay. You're in good company then.
But you're in Utah County, Aaron. Can you say
that?
It
doesn't matter. No problem. I do have a red U on my license plate.
There we go.
That's funny.
Yep. A few people try to run me off the road in Utah County, but I'm not sure if it's the plate or
deliberate.
It just might be how we drive down there.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have a business called Inouye Design. We've been around since 1997, so going on 26 years. And I started off as a child building Lego and making technical drawings of airplanes and cars, and found that I enjoyed problem solving and being creative, and going into an industry that allowed me to do that really made sense. And I haven't looked back. I love what I do. It does not feel like a job. It just feels like fun, go to work, have fun, play around, create, draw homes, and make people's dreams come true.
And I love that it all started with Legos.
Yes. My parents would buy us a ton of Lego, and we would build houses and ships and whatnot, and drive our little Hot Wheels through there. And
so all you moms that have to step on all the Legos right now, just know you're building a future architect.
Future job for your kids. Aaron, one thing that I love about working with you on several different projects, I mean, 26 years I've been in the business, almost that long. So we've known each other for a long, long time.
Yes, we have.
As an interior designer, I have the opportunity to work with lots of architects, lots of construction subcontractors, builders, anything in the construction industry. One thing I really love about sitting down with you, with clients, is you just listen to them.
Yes, that is so important. I really feel that, and it's really what we've built our business around, is we really need to focus on the service aspect, technology, and design. Part of the service is listening to people, finding out what they want, what's important to them, what makes what would make a perfect home environment for them, and being able to incorporate that into a design that works with the site, takes advantage of the views, the sun, the and is functional in every aspect for the livability of the home, yet interesting and aesthetically pleasing. And by utilizing the 3D software, we use a program called Revit and various plugins that work with it that help our clients visualize what this home can become. You've seen it and been in with some clients where we'll have them put on the VR headset so they can actually walk through a virtual home that we've designed for them. And it really allows them to understand the design intent that we have, and so they can see what they're going to get right up front without even digging a hole. So
and there's
it's really
no
a lot of fun.
Yeah, like you're saying, there's no surprises, right? Most of what you do is custom work. And so having people see what they're getting before they even spend $5 in digging a hole is so important, because you can tweak things. You want the roof to be exactly, you want the vaults and all of the room sizes and the furniture layout. I don't know very many companies that are like you where it's just in real time. And Aaron's team will sit there and they will just edit and make changes. And, oh, you want a vault here? Okay, let's do that. And you just put it in as we're all sitting there.
It is so much fun. And we've been working on a client recently together, Heather, where they have been very particular about so many things, and being able to show them what that ceiling might be like in two different configurations, or adjust a window in real time, as you're saying, and allow them to visualize it, because we're seeing this built 3D virtual model of their home, is so fantastic. It saves time. It reduces stress on the homeowner, because they don't have to go into it thinking, oh, what if we have to tear this out? And it costs so much money to do that in the construction process, but it's relatively simple to do in the planning process.
That is so cool. I didn't even know we did 3D, like virtual tours. You know, we do tours, but like the building of the home. And I imagine, Aaron, in your like 27 years of your business, that the technology has changed a touch, right?
Oh, it has.
We went from blueprints to the virtual reality.
Yes, I used to make blueprints on a blueprint machine and get the paper cuts, and the ammonia would go right into my body and felt really good. Everything is on the computer, and we're able to really create just stunning renderings and photorealistic views for our clients, where they can see what their home can potentially be.
So not only do you do new construction, but you also do remodels and additions to homes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Remodels and additions are so much fun. They can be very difficult and challenging. However, it's so fun to be able to see a before and after. I don't know about anybody else, but seeing a picture of a before and then an improvement of an after photograph is so much fun. And so that's what is pleasing to me, is to be able to see that in a project and to be able to improve someone's living space to make it more functional, beautiful, up to date. We have families who come in and as their children grow, they have different needs for their families. They need larger gathering spaces, fewer small bedrooms. So to be able to take their space and to be able to develop a plan where it is more functional for their new stage in life,
yeah,
is so fun and very rewarding and neat to see.
I think so too. So Aaron, a lot of what you're doing right now, at least the projects that I'm working on with you, are second and third homes. What's that trend like coming into Utah?
Yes, a lot of these homes are in the Park City market, St. George. And these are clients who want to be able to get away from either the big city or a hot, humid environment and be able to get away to the mountains and enjoy the recreation that we have here in Utah. And these homes typically have a little bit different program or a different utilization. So designing the functionality into these homes can be slightly different than a family home that is being lived in full time. Typically, these homes take place in beautiful, glorious mountain settings or on a lake or river somewhere, and designing them to best take advantage of those sites is very important so that we can and these people can enjoy the setting that their home is in.
And I have to say, every time I sit down in your office, I just think, you know, where does Aaron come up with these ideas? I never would have thought of that. Right now we're working on a project, the Duffin Home. And I look at this home. It has three side yards or fronts. I don't know what the front of the house is because it really is nestled in this incredible area where you can see three sides of this home and the decks and all of these areas are incredible. Aaron, I love going into your office and seeing all of these glorious and beautiful and unique designs that you come up with. We have Aaron Inouye with Inouye Designs. He's an architect here in Utah on the show with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond here with Osmond Designs. I'm Lindsay Ertz. Heather, we have an architect with us today, Aaron Inouye. You guys were talking in the last segment about how you're doing this magnificent home with three side yards, four side yards. Then there's people like me who just live in the boonies and need, you know, an architect to redo because the way I live in my home is different than I thought it would be when I bought it, right? So I need some help. Do you help the everyday person or are we working with the upper echelons here in Utah?
Oh, Lindsay, welcome to the show, all of our KSL friends. You're listening to the KSL Home Show and we get to just have so much fun. Part of my favorite job of the week is coming and doing this show and introducing you to some of my friends in the industry. And Aaron Inouye with Inouye Designs is one of the best of the best in all of Utah. We're so lucky to have his expertise. We have an hour of his time. Aaron is in the house.
We have to charge for that? Is this going to cost me money?
This is awesome, you guys. You have no idea how cool this is.
Thank you so much, Heather and Lindsay. Appreciate
it. You're incredible. Yes, Lindsay, just like you were saying, I'm working on several different jobs with Aaron. A lot of these homes are second and third vacation homes, more entertaining homes. Other homes that we're working on, they plan on living in the home full time. So I think all different price points your firm works with. And not only new construction, but also remodeling. So in this segment, I thought it would be fun to just talk a little bit about the process. If someone is thinking of building a new home and they want a custom design, maybe they have a lot selected that they want to take advantage of those views, or if they just love where they live and they want to remodel, maybe they want to add on to their home. How does that work?
Great question. First of all, Lindsay, to answer your question.
You work with lay people like me.
Lindsay.
I have always felt that good design is important at all levels. So whether that is a treehouse in the backyard, enclosing a carport into a garage, adding on to your kitchen, bathroom, walk-in closet, or a $5 million complete remodel and addition to your home, everything is important and it's important to us because it's important to you. And we can't do everybody's homes, but the homes that we can do, we do not differentiate by size or budget. We give everybody the same level of attention and service and design.
Are you sure you're not a politician, Aaron? Because I talked to a lot of them, and that was a great answer.
He's real, too. Yeah. That's what's cool about
Aaron.
No,
I believed every word of that, for sure.
Oh, you know, I just, we try to run the business just like I want to be treated when I go to a restaurant or a store or wherever else. I want to be treated well and with respect, and I need help. You mentioned, you know, nothing about this process. I remember when I went to get a mortgage for my first home, and I did not understand the terms. I didn't understand the people involved. I didn't know where to go, who I was paying. It was so confusing because I had never done it before, and we don't learn that in school. At least we didn't back then. And it just was so confusing the whole way through. And it hurt my stomach and my heart. I just, you know, didn't feel right about it. So we like to work with people up front and help them every step of the way so that they can understand the process. They have somebody to lean on and ask questions throughout the home building or remodeling process. And it starts with a good game plan, if you will. We call it the program, which is outlining exactly what it is in the project that a client specifically needs or wants, and wants, actually. It's kind of here are some needs, here are some wants, and how do we put these together? So on a new build, new construction, it starts with a site or a lot. We specifically design for a particular lot, so it's important to start there. Or on a remodel and addition, it starts with the existing home itself. When a client meets with us, a lot of times it's their first time. It's a special time of their life. They're doing well. They want to build a new home or improve the home they're in. And so they're very excited. It's a very positive time, and we like to have them fill out a questionnaire or ask them if they've already put down to paper some notes as to what they might want in a home, the types of rooms, what things are important to them in a house, how do they live, who will be living in the home, how long will they be staying in the home, so that we can design this house to work for their specific needs. And although a lot of these needs are similar, everybody kind of has their own special blend, their own recipe of what they might want in a home. Sure, there's a kitchen and a garage and a bedroom and a bathroom, but how those relate for that specific client, for that particular site or location, can change, you know, ever so slightly. Heather mentioned this home in Midway, and it's a beautiful lot, but this lot has a road that kind of curves around the lot, and the views are out one way, the front door is out a different way, and the garage is on a different side. And so it was a little bit tricky to put all of that together for these particular clients, but they came to us with some ideas of what they wanted, and we made it work for that particular site.
And this home that we're talking about, the Duffin home, it will be a home that they will not be living in, and they just really are planning on using it for entertaining their family. It's a retreat and a resort for their family. And so that is definitely designed differently, but so much fun. It has a stage in it. It has, I don't know what that tower is called. What are you calling that?
Yeah.
The observatory?
We call it an observatory, but the clients call it the eagle nest.
The eagle's nest, right? Each and every home is so unique and so different. And Aaron, you really are an artist. You and your team, some of the things you come up with are just absolutely incredible. I'm so proud to know you, so proud to work with you. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Today, our guest is Aaron Inouye of Inouye Designs. He's one of the best architects in all of Utah. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local homebuyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back.
back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you are just finding this episode, you can podcast it wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Home Show, and all of our past episodes are there. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Design. Heather, how are you?
How's it going? I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. I love our chat today with Erin Inouye. We're talking about architecture, and something I know very little about is like the process, the starting. Like, how do I even get a hold of somebody to design a house, or if I need a remodel? You know, I just need like, I need a mudroom so that my coats and boots and shoes don't end up in my kitchen.
It's so true. And it is a process, and you do need a great team. And I think that's where experience really is so, so important. You know, every champion was once a rookie. As an interior designer, as an architect, we've learned through the years what works, what doesn't work to save you time and money. When you have a project that you're thinking of doing, you first need to start out with the budget and know about how much you're going to spend. You need a contractor, you need an architect, you need an interior designer. Erin, fill us in on kind of the process when you get started with clients.
Sure, you bet. Thank you. So we divide the process up into essentially four phases. The first phase is the programming stage or phase, where we decide what the client needs, what they want, and what the site allows us to be able to do, whether that's an existing home or a new construction. And that first phase will go out to the site or the existing home and walk through or walk around with the clients. We'll discuss the various things the client would like to achieve or accomplish, and give some feedback as to what might work or what may not work. The second phase is to come up with some basic drawings. We call it the schematic design phase. We can put some basic ideas on paper and discuss those with the client. There might be three or four different options. There may be fewer or more, but we like to give the client some ideas on direction of where we can go with this particular project. Once we have that in place, where the client decides, yes, this is the direction we would like to go in, then we start to develop that design, and we create a 3D model in our software. And this is a good stage to start assembling the rest of the team. Heather, you mentioned a builder. We have a lot of clients who like to wait till the end of the process to select three or four builders and have a competitive bid on their home. We highly recommend hiring a builder up front and having the builder be involved throughout the process. We find that that is a much more successful path to take for our clients, and they end up much happier than trying to select a builder on the back end. The builder, when selected up front, can provide some pricing and great advice and help throughout the process of the design of the home. Furthermore, an interior designer is very helpful. We have clients who might ask us, well, will my furniture fit in this room, or how do we lay out this room? And I can give a few ideas, but having an actual interior designer who isn't a rookie, such as myself — I'm a rookie interior designer.
Well, I'm a rookie architect, so there you go.
We're all rookies compared to Heather.
I can just draw things on a napkin, but then we go to errands and you get the goggles and you can walk through your home. And you're a whole nother level for sure.
Well, so having a professional interior designer involved is bringing somebody in who sees the bigger picture. And so that is so important, because they can envision what the colors, the materials, the textures, how everything will go together to kind of fill this beautiful space that we're creating for the clientele. So an interior designer is very important. We'll also work with a landscape architect to design the exterior of the home, or the landscape of the home. And we will also coordinate structural engineering, civil engineering, other various consultants that might need to come into play depending on the scope of work that's required. Once we can assemble this team, and it's so important to have everybody working together, and I feel like as we have this team assembled, we can create something that's just so much better than working individually for the client. Once we have this team assembled, we'll finish the construction documents for the project, and the house goes to permitting and bidding and eventually construction. And so that's where the fun really begins, and our clients get so excited to actually see things go vertical and things go from ideas on paper to actual sticks and bricks that they can walk through.
And Legos. And yeah. Yeah.
How long does that whole process take typically?
You know, it really depends. We have clients who are not in any rush. They intend to build in the following year or just want to take their time in the design process. And we have other clients that want to beat the winter storms and get in the ground right away. Of course, it takes a bit more time to design a 20,000 square foot home than it does a 1,000 square foot remodel or addition. But we typically tell people it could be 6 to 8 weeks, and it could be 6 to 8 months. Mm. So that really varies, and it's very individual to the particular project and client.
And how do you select which projects you take on? You can't build or design everyone's home, I imagine.
Good question. A lot of times, so we have it's an interview process both ways, right? So the client is interviewing us. We're some way interviewing the client as well. And if it feels good and we feel like we can really get along with that client, we're more apt to take on that project. Mm. So I love helping people, and so I want to help as many people as I can, so we try to do just that.
Sounds like you're in high demand, though, so we better get in quick.
Yes, and I think in Utah right now, all of the best are pretty busy, and Aaron, you're definitely one of those. But let's talk about your team a little bit. I think this is the perfect time. I think your team is incredible. Tell me a little bit about the people that are on your team and what their specific responsibilities are that make these dreams actual homes.
Yes, thank you. I would not be able to do this alone, as you both know. It does take an incredible team of support. And I have a business partner. He's been with me, 7, 8, 9 years now. His name is Tyler Gant. And he is fantastic. He works really well with clients. He's become a great designer and able to visualize and create spaces and homes that are beautiful and functional and take advantage of the particular needs of our clients. So he's also an expert in our software. It's called Revit. It's a 3D modeling software. So it's great having him on board. We have a couple of rendering specialists. One guy, he handles more of the exterior renderings. His name is Andrew. Rebecca, she's has an interior design background, and she does some of the interior renderings. And it's so much fun to have her be part of the team so that we can implement some of these ideas that Heather, that you bring to our projects, as well as other designers. She can put in the rugs and the wall art and sofas and chairs, and it's fun. It really makes the models come to life when we can see the furnishings inside. So we have several other project managers, Bryce and my son Taggart actually works for me. Funny story, I have 5 children, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but the person I wanted least working for me was Taggart.
Oh, poor guy.
He couldn't get up to make it to school on time most of his life, and always just kind of seemed to be a little bit lazy. And I tell you, he has changed so dramatically. I'm so proud of him.
Maybe he's just a quiet genius.
He's incredible. He's incredible.
He works so well with people. He has such a great eye for design, and can visualize. And he doesn't compromise. He will work to get it perfect. And I just admire that so much in him, and it really reminds him a lot of me. And he works, he busts his butt now. He works really hard.
Will he admit that he was lazy
late.
As a teenager?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I gave him a job in high school, and I'd walk in, see him on his desk, and he'd have his head down asleep. Like, I'm shaking him for 30 seconds to wake him up. So
parents, there is hope.
There is hope.
Yes. We can all have a Taggart.
But I love that kid.
You have just an incredible team. Another thing that I really admire about your company is just your knowledge of all of the different cities and all of their specific requirements, because that in itself is ever changing. And, you know, that's a full-time job, just making sure that you're designing homes that people can actually build.
Well, Google has been extremely helpful in that.
It's your secret weapon.
Every city has a particular code, and we have to follow that code. And within the city, there are various zones, and each zone has a unique code to it, and or county. And so it really is tricky to navigate through the different requirements necessary. But there is a lot of information online, and just, you know, doing this, I think I read somewhere you become an expert in something after 5 years or something like 10, that.
10,000 hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 10,000 hours, you know. I think Heather probably accomplishes that in 3 years.
Oh,
but,
you're so nice.
Anyway, so yeah, we just love helping people out, and it's not always easy, but it's always fun.
Well, you guys are definitely passionate about what you do, which is
Absolutely.
Why you are so good. We also want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who is a great team and support of this KSL show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years. If you are looking to get financing for a remodel, for new construction, definitely check out Central Bank. They are loyal and so invested in this community, and they really are some of the best underwriters. They have in-house meetings 2 days a week, and they approve the loans right there. They do not ship them out, which is absolutely incredible. Convenient, fast, easy. They're my bank, so I'm a little biased. Give a shout out to Central Bank. Check them out. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. We have Aaron Inouye with Inouye Designs, one of the best architects in all of Utah, here on the show. Aaron Inouye with Inouye Designs here on the show with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with a little bit more.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs, stores in Lehigh and in Orem. So get down there today. They've got all their fall decor out. I imagine you got some Christmas coming out, Heather.
We do. I actually feel a little embarrassed to even say that because it's not even Halloween yet.
Yeah.
But yes, we just started getting Christmas out. I'm so sorry.
But you have to be ahead of the trends. You have to tell people what's in trend. So you start months early. I get it.
Well, and what's crazy is people are already buying it.
Yeah.
We do have those Christmas people that just love it and just can't wait to put it up. And maybe they do put it up before Halloween. I don't know exactly, but I do have to say I love the fall. It's one of my favorite seasons of the entire year. Something about living in Utah, we have the opportunity to enjoy the four seasons. So right now at our stores, we have incredible candles. We have gorgeous florals, beautiful cinnamon, burnt orange,
pumpkin
pillows.
Spice season.
I know, all the good stuff. Gorgeous throw blankets. You know, you can transform your home very quickly into fall and make it cozy and warm. And that's always fun here in Utah. Today we have Aaron Inouye as a guest on the show. He's one of the best architects in all of Utah. I have the opportunity to work with Aaron, I would say almost on a weekly basis. We're either emailing or texting or meeting in your office. with various clients throughout the state. And so many great projects are going on right now. Maybe people are just trying to get their house plans done so that they can have them all ready for the spring. I don't know. It just doesn't stop, actually. It's been going.
It seems to be ongoing. And here in Utah, people start construction, you know, all year, even in the winter.
The show must go on with all the blizzards and the storms and everything in between. Aaron, you and I have worked on several Parade of Homes together, and you definitely have a presence in the Parade of Homes. People pay money to come and see and walk through your designs. It's like house or Pinterest come to life.
Yes, the Parade of Homes, and you're referring to the Utah County or Utah Valley.
Yes.
Parade of Homes. There is a Salt Lake Parade as well as a Park City. There's, I believe, a Davis and Logan. Does Logan Cache Valley? I think they have one.
All
and then
them.
St. George.
Yeah.
So, and we've had homes in several of these showcases, and it's a wonderful opportunity for anybody to walk through homes that are new, that showcase the latest technology, the latest design trends, the latest construction materials and techniques. And I personally love walking through these homes, even if when they're not my own homes, just to see the creativity, the ideas, the thought process that goes into these homes. And they're so much fun. And I would encourage anybody to go through these homes, to check out the parade in their local area, to see some of these fun ideas, whether they're building a home or remodeling or not. They're just so fun to see.
I think so, too. And I think really the American dream is one day to build a custom home. I think that people work their entire lives and people come to you, Aaron, and they want their dream home. And fulfilling that dream can be hard, right? Making even the husband and the wife agree can sometimes feel like we're counselors, right?
Therapists. Oh, absolutely. We've been referred to as marriage counselors on numerous occasions. But most spouses, couples come in and they get it worked out. Sometimes there can be some awkward moments when somebody's pushing for something that somebody else doesn't want or isn't comfortable with. But we work through it together. A lot of it is education. I really feel it's important to educate clients, tell them not only what needs to be done, but why, so that they can know and then make those decisions themselves. I'm sure you do the same thing.
Absolutely. And I think having a team that you love, that you can work with in the construction process, will help your home and your new build or your remodel become a dream and not a nightmare. And I think that's where Aaron Inouye, his team comes in. They design what you want to build because he listens to you. And not only that, but you educate them along the way about, and maybe even push them a little bit on the latest and greatest trends and help them build something that they love to live in. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. If you mention that you heard the KSL Home Show today, you will receive an additional 20% off our entire store. All of our prices are always 50% off of retail, and today only an additional 20% off if you mention KSL. We love being here. We love helping you. We love talking about all the good news in the real estate industry here in Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.